Part 1. The Basics. 1. Dying depicted. Hope in the Old Testament. Most people do not regard dying, death, and what happens after death as pleasant subjects, but they do realize, at least deep down, that they are important. Dying, death, and judgment are the great levelers of the human race, to which we are all appointed. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. We do not know exactly how or when we will die and enter into judgment with God, but we do know that, of all the things we think and plan about in our futures, these are the inevitables. No wonder the Puritans used to call death, judgment, heaven, and hell the four last things. Appointed in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 means laid up or reserved. This is an unavoidable appointment. It comes even to kings. Though they may live like gods on earth, yet the Lord says to them, "Ye shall die like men." Psalm 82, verses 6 through 7. Death comes for all of us sooner or later. It does not ask if we are useful members of society, loving spouses and parents, obedient children, or pillars in God's church, imbued with large doses of godly piety. Death takes no bribes. It knows no denials. The appointment book is in God's hand. Your name and ours and the time and circumstances of our dying and death are all known to God. Job chapter 14, verse 5. He does not consult us about when we would like this appointment. Our appointment with death is unilateral, not bilateral. We cannot wish this appointment away. We cannot postpone it like we can a doctor's visit. Scheduling conflicts do not figure in God's record book. In fact, we never know when it will happen. God has a right to be in charge of your appointment with death for two simple reasons. First, because He is God. And second, because we are sinners who deserve to die. God has a right to send death our way at any moment, with a lightning bolt striking you, or a thief coming to your home at night. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. When we are young, we may die. When we are old, we must die. Whatever our situation at present may be, we need, therefore, to be always ready to die. No one is so old that he does not think he has one more year to live. But none of us know whether we will live to see our next birthday. Actually, we do not know whether we will see next month or even tomorrow. All we know is that from the time when we are babies, we were sure to die. We are always moving toward death. There is but one step between death and every one of us. We are all dying people in a dying world. Many plans we make in this life never materialize, but God's plan of death will. It is the one certain thing that will happen to all of us.